Is to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. Trinadapi Sunichena, Taror Iva Sahishnuna, Amanina Manadena, Kirtaniya Sadahari. Hare Nama Iva Kevalam, Kalao Nastyeva Gatir Anyata. So tonight we're going to finish up chapter number 11, the universal form. If you'd like to follow along in the book, we left off on text number 50. So when you're ready, please tell me by chanting Hari Bol. Oh yes, Monica Sharma is the sister of Nandini Radha, and she's in Sydney, Australia. So let's welcome all the devotees online. Are we ready to proceed with the chapter 11, text 50? Okay. The first verse I'm going to dedicate to my good friend Levine Magnani, who brings me every year to Santiago, Chile. He sponsors my ticket every year. So text number 50. Please repeat. Sanjaya uvacha ityarjunam vasudevas tatokva svakam rupam darshayam asabhuya. Ashvasayam asacha bhitam enam Bhutva punak saumya vapur mahatma. Now we do the synonyms. Hari Bol. Good to see you, Mehul. Very good. Thank you. May Krishna come and get your blessings. Very good, Mehul. You are a good son. Okay. So now we'll do the synonyms. Batuk, speak in your mic. All right. Can you hear yourself? You don't hear yourself? All right. Let's fix that. Yeah, it's on. You want more volume? Speak down. Huh? No sound? Yes. It's hooked up.
Hari Bol.
How's that?
Hari Bol. Nick? Can you hear it? Hari Bol. Chalo, that's good.
Can you hear him now?
Hari Bol.
You can all hear him. All right, let's do the synonyms. Sanjaya uvacha. Sanjay said.
Iti.
Thus.
Arjunam.
Unto Arjuna. Vasudeva.
Krishna.
Tata. In that way.
Uktva.
Speaking.
Svakam.
His own.
Rupam.
Form.
Darshayam.
Asa.
Showed. Bhuya. Again.
Ashvasayam. Asa.
Encourage.
Cha.
Also.
Bhitam.
Fearful.
Enam.
Him.
Bhutva.
Becoming.
Punaha.
Again.
Saumya vapu. The beautiful form. Mahatma.
The great one.
Please repeat.
Sanjaya said to Dhritarashtra.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. Having spoken thus to Arjuna, displayed his real forearm form, and at last showed his two-armed form, thus encouraging the fearful Arjuna.
thus encouraging the fearful Arjuna.
Purport by His Divine Grace, the ISKCON Founder Acharya, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. So this is the purport to Chapter 11, Text 50. When Krishna appeared as the son of Vasudeva and Devaki, He first of all appeared as four-armed Narayan. But when He was requested by His parents, He transformed Himself into an ordinary child in appearance. So Prabhupada explains in Krishna book, and it's also explained in Bhagavatam, one reason why Krishna first appeared as Narayan. Krishna told Vasudeva and Devaki that Janmashtami night, I have appeared twice before as your son. I was Prishni Garba when you were Prishni and Sutapa. I was Vamana when you were Kasyapa and Aditi. Now for the third time, I'm appearing as your son, Krishna. And this is your last birth in this material world. You agreed to take three births and act as my parents. After this, you're going back. So in order to convince them that again, the Supreme Lord had taken His birth, then Vasudeva and Devaki offered prayers, and especially Devaki was very concerned. She prayed that as soon as Kamsa finds out that you are born, he's going to come with all kinds of weapons to kill you. So please, do something, conceal yourself. So Krishna transformed Himself from Narayan to look like an ordinary human child. And then he instructed Vasudev, exchange me with the daughter that was born of Yashoda. And as Prabhupada explains in Krishna book, when Yashoda gave birth to a girl, she was so exhausted from childbirth, she went to sleep and did not remember whether she gave birth to a boy or a girl. So when the switch was there, she found this beautiful little boy, Krishna, and Vasudev took the girl, whom Kamsa, when he woke up, because when Vasudev came back, all the shackles were put back on that were miraculously opened. So he put all the shackles back on, and as soon as everything was set, the baby girl started crying. Kamsa woke up, hair disheveled, came out of bed, and was going to kill the girl. But then, when he tried to dash her to the ground, she flew up into the sky and appeared as Durga Devi, and said to Kamsa, you rascal, the child you are looking for has already taken birth somewhere else. Then Kamsa had a change of heart. He apologized to Vasudeva and Devaki, saying, I'm sorry that I had killed your six previous sons, but I believed the omen. That's why I did it. But it appears that even amongst the celestial beings, they don't always tell the truth. So Kamsa said, I'm sorry. And Vasudeva and Devaki, being pure souls, forgave Kamsa. That, to me, that's amazing. That after killing six of their sons, simply Kamsa apologized, Vasudeva and Devaki forgave. It is said in the Bhagavatam, why is Lord Brahma Lord Brahma? Because of His great quality of tolerance and forgiveness. one of the symptoms of an advanced soul. They're very tolerant and forgiving of offenses of others to them. All right, let's continue with the purport. Now that I have gone into a little bit of... How many what? How many wives? Okay. We will look that up in the Bhagavatam a little later. During one of the bhajans. It's in the 9th canto. I will find that for you, sir. Happy to be of service to my nice students. Can we all chant the Maha Mantra one time?
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
When I see such a nice audience, I become very happy. And when I see nice tilak on the heads, I become even more happy. Let us continue. We're in the purport of chapter 11, verse 50. And we have up to 20 devotees now joining our Sankirtan party. Very nice. Similarly, Krishna knew that Arjuna was not interested in seeing a four-handed form. But since Arjuna asked to see this four-handed form, Krishna also showed him this form again and then showed himself in his two-handed form. The word Saumyavapu, everybody say? Is very significant. Saumyavapu is a very beautiful form. It is known as the most beautiful form. So we learn that from Lord Chaitanya and Rupa Goswami, the four unique special characteristics of Krishna. They are, he plays the flute and attracts all living entities. He is surrounded by fully surrendered devotees who have unrestricted, unreserved, complete surrender for his lotus feet. He has amazing pastimes, childhood pastimes, and of course, the best pastime of them all, Rasa Leela, as we learned from that song. In that Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan. Two verses there talk about the Rasa Leela as being the topmost, the quintessence, the pinnacle of Krishna Leela. And then the fourth quality, Krishna has a beauty that is extra special, superior than all other forms of Godhead. What to speak of living entities. The four special characteristics that Rupa Goswami says makes Krishna 100% Bhagavan. Narayan 96%, Lord Shiva 85%, Lord Brahma and anyone on his level 78%. Let us continue. Saumyavapu is a very beautiful form. It is known as the most beautiful form. When he was present, everyone was attracted simply by Krishna's form. And because Krishna is the director of the universe, he just banished the fear of Arjuna, his devotee, and showed him again his beautiful form of Krishna. In the Brahma Sanhita, it is stated, Premanjana Charita Bhakti Vilochanena. Only a person whose eyes are smeared with the ointment of love can see the beautiful form of Sri Krishna. And in that verse, what name of Krishna does Brahma use? Shyama Sundara. Yang Shyama Sundara Achintya Guna Surupam. Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Everybody chant the Maha Mantra.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.